From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. After having an open records request denied, the Salt Lake Tribune made its case before the West Valley City Council this week to have the city release all its documents regarding the investigation into the disappearance of Susan Cox Powell, who was last seen in December 2009. Her husband, Josh Powell, who killed himself and the couple's two young children earlier this year, was the only person of interest in the case. Crime reporters Aaron Falk and Nate Carlisle argued in favor of the request before the council. I spoke with Carlisle about the documents the newspaper is hoping to obtain.
Hoping? I guess I'm hoping we'll get everything. I think it's much more realistic to think that we'll get documents that only pertain to Josh Powell and not anyone else they're still looking at for possible criminal charges. Now, where that dividing line is, I can't be certain because I don't know what West Valley City has. But perhaps West Valley City can make that fair judgment on its own.
So are these all documents you believe to be held by the police department then, or the city itself, or what exactly?
Well, both. Our request went to the police department because the police department's been the one doing the investigation. I don't know what other city offices would have any records.
And so what are you hoping the public will gain by the release of these records? What do you think might actually be in them?
I don't know what's in them. That's one reason I want them, is
sure.
To see what's in them. Like we said to the city council on Tuesday night, there's never been a dollar figure put on the Susan Powell case. We don't know how much West Valley City spent, and we may never know. I take the point that they can't start a meter every time a detective picks up a telephone, but maybe we can at least find out what the money was spent on. How did they investigate the case? What did they look at? What counsel and advice did they receive from the district attorney's office and from all the federal agencies who participated? Just we want some better sense of what West Valley City Police found.
So is this a case where the city has already denied your request and you're appealing, or is this the first time you've made it?
They have denied our request twice. They denied the initial request on the very same day we sent it, and then we appealed, and the city manager denied our appeal. And so the West Valley City Council is the last administrative stop.
So you had a bit of a back and forth before the West Valley City Council. You know, what are the city's arguments against releasing these records, and why do you feel that they are outweighed by, you know, the public interest here?
To summarize, the city's argument is that the case is still active and open, and they don't want to do anything to jeopardize the investigation. And they cite some specific statutes, and the statute talks about reasonable interference with an investigation. And the Tribune argued that point, that first of all, that the statute doesn't discuss active and open investigations. It discusses the probability of interfering with a criminal investigation. And we don't find a high likelihood here of interfering in a criminal investigation because the primary person of interest, suspect, whatever you want to call him, is dead.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the likelihood is, if there's any at all, that anybody else could ever be charged with a crime related to Susan Powell.
Does the Tribune have any recourse if it's denied again? What's the next step?
By state statute, our only recourse would be to sue West Valley City in state court.
We've been speaking with Salt Lake Tribune crime reporter Nate Carlisle about their open records request before the West Valley City Council about the Josh Powell case. Nate, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jeff.